while to recover from that. Whether we're talking about floods, whether we're talking about droughts. Of course, we had some hail that hit pretty hard. One of the cities just recently, a few days ago, I mean, some serious hail. It looked like, it really looked like a thin layer of snow on the ground, for real. So I know that it's, you know, that part, the hail on the ground, probably not so bad, but can't help but wonder what kind of damage may have been done to automobiles and to roofs, things like that. And so I know some people will be have their homes insured, and they will, you know, just a matter of time, maybe not much time, they'll be able to get that taken care of. Some people may not have homeowners insurance, and they may not be covered. The good thing is sometimes when the hail does damage or when it hits, it doesn't cause serious damage. In other words, it's not, you know, a person can go up there with an expert eye, they know what to look for, and they can see the damage that was done. But most people wouldn't notice it. And very often, you don't even find any leaks in the roof, extending through the ceiling because of the hail. So some people may have gotten off okay, but I tell you, when those floods hit, it can be bad news. And of course, we know we've had the fires that have been raging in various parts of the country. So I know that it's not necessarily a beautiful time for everyone, but I will say this. Whenever we can, let's find the beauty. Let's discover the beauty. Let's seek beauty. Even in the midst of that which is very, very unattractive, to say the least. I mean, think about it. We do that all the time when it comes to dealing with people. It means places that we spend most of our waking hours, we can see ourselves looking for beauty, finding beauty, seeking beauty, discovering beauty when ugliness is all around. And very often there is some beauty there. Just something about the way that we tend to be wired as human beings, when the ugliness shows up, it can be very, very difficult for us to see the beauty, even though it may be just as obvious as the ugliness. But something about the ugliness, something about darkness, can captivate us a little bit more than the beauty and the light. So it's something that we have to work at on purpose, deliberately, consciously, consistently, working on seeing the beauty that's there despite the ugliness that's there. It's not about denying that the ugliness is there. It's about refusing to dismiss the beauty that is also there. When we see that beauty, we appreciate it, we value it, we pay attention to it. Can you imagine how much better life might be for us if we spent just as much time and energy focusing on the beauty, concentrating on the beauty, as we spend concentrating on the ugliness? All right, so there's beauty. You know, I want to join the people who say that it is good. And I'm going to share this because I'm going to have an assignment. I'm going to share a few topics today that are going to have to do with some of the current events in America. And they're going to lead to an assignment that I'm going to give everyone, a three-part assignment. And I say three parts, they're going to be three major categories that will be a part of this assignment. And I'll give you that breakdown of what I'm going to be asking you to do a little bit later. But that's it. What do you think about the shooting of the behavioral therapist in Florida? Did most of you see that on the news, or maybe at least hear about it while driving your radio? driving your car, listening to the radio, listening to the news as you headed down the road, North Miami, there was a black certified professional behavioral therapist who worked for an organization called MacTown. One of their autistic adult patients had eloped, is often the word that's used when a patient leaves his or her residential facility without permission. So this patient was an adult, and I do mean an adult too. I don't know his age, but he certainly didn't even look to be in his mid-20s. He looked to be older than that, maybe in his 30s or 40s. I don't know his age, but he was certainly an adult. He was autistic, and he had left the facilities without permission. So this highly regarded, and when I say highly regarded, the people at this particular organization have a very, very high regard for this man's skill level, his professionalism. They asked him to find the patient and bring him back. Apparently, someone called claiming that there was a man out in the street wielding a gun. So here we go. The police show up as is needed. I mean, that was necessary. They get a report that there's a man in the street with a gun. We need police on the scene. That part was good. Now, this is where things really got messy, really, really ugly, really dark. The behavioral therapist, as the police approached and they were standing behind one behind a telegram pole and they were behind different things that could give them cover, protect them just in case someone had a gun. The black adult, and this adult also, the professional also was a person who was not in his 20s. He looked like he may be in his 40s or 50s, something like that. Was literally in the middle of the street when the police got there. He was making it absolutely clear that he was, number one, going to be in complete compliance with their instructions, and number two, they had no need whatsoever to feel threatened by him. He was in the street because that's where the patient was. And part of the reason that the call to the police had come through is because the patient was causing some problems with traffic flow because he was in the street and wouldn't move. So the behavioral therapist found him and was trying to talk him out of the street when the police showed up. So the cameras are rolling, and what we see is the patient sitting on the street, in the middle of the street, legs crossed at the ankles, holding a toy truck. Literally holding a toy truck, looked like it might have been, I don't know, 7-8 inches long, a toy truck. Remember now, he's autistic. He is an adult, but he's also autistic. He was sitting in the middle of the street holding this truck, and the behavioral therapist was literally lying on his back, his feet spread apart about 9, 10, 11 inches, and his hands suspended straight out and just slightly above the ground, maybe 7-8 inches above the street, so that it was easy to see his hands. He's lying on his back, stretched out, hands above the street, roughly a foot above the street, easy to see them. He was explaining to the policeman that he was a behavioral therapist there trying to get his patient back to the facility. He explained, because he didn't want the patient to be harmed either. He explained to them, and you could hear this. He explained to the policeman that the patient was holding a toy truck. No reason for this man to be lying about it. He explained he's holding a toy truck. I'm a behavioral therapist. He got away from the facility. I was trying to return him. He's holding a toy truck. I am completely unarmed. One of the policemen shot him. One of the policemen, while he was lying on the street, while this behavioral therapist was lying on his back, middle of the street, hands in plain view, so that it was obvious he was no threat whatsoever, shot him in the leg. Now, one of the excuses that the department, the police department gave, was that the shot went astray. And one person said that the person who fired the shot was actually trying to shoot the patient and missed the patient, hit the behavioral therapist. Okay, now, that doesn't jive with what the patient explained while he was in the hospital, that the police officer who shot him said to him after he had shot him. He asked the police officer, "Why did you shoot me?" And the police officer said, "I don't know." The police officer's partners, there were three policemen out there. The two other policemen asked him, "Why did you shoot him?" And he told them the same thing, "I don't know." Now, that doesn't line up at all with, "I was trying to shoot the other man and missed the other man and hit him." Now, I don't know, which suggests strongly he shot that man deliberately. And we know he did. There's no need for us to even play games. There's no need to pretend. He deliberately shot that man without provocation. So here we go again. And here's the thing now. I think that many people in the country, including me, feel strongly that policemen should not be targeted. Okay, this guy shot, injured, some kind of way, did harm to an unarmed man who posed no threat to anyone. And so, okay, we're going to shoot some other policemen. No, that shouldn't be happening. That should not be happening. It doesn't help anything. And can you imagine, as is often the case, we find out that at least if there are several policemen shot, very often one of the policemen is one of the people, one of the good ones. He is one of the good policemen who was trying to do good in his community. Now he's shot, either injured or killed, and his family's grieving, just like families of these innocent civilians, these unarmed, non-threatening civilians' families are grieving. Both of those issues need to be resolved, but we also need to keep in mind that bad cops are the ones who got this whole thing started. They're the ones who have caused this. Bad cops. And I've said this before, we just need to be honest. While we are fortunate and blessed to have a lot of very good cops of every ethnicity, both genders, various ages, you have some very good young policemen or law enforcement officers. You have some very good older law enforcement officers. And as I've said before, we should never allow ourselves to forget that. We should never allow ourselves to dismiss that. We do ourselves a disservice if we just begin to paint a picture in our own minds of an entire law enforcement system filled with only bad law enforcement officers. That's not reality. The reality is we have a lot of very good law enforcement officers, and we have enough bad law enforcement officers that they're able and willing, they're showing, to keep this country in an uproar by persistently harming non-threatening civilians. Just like this cop who just shot this man in Florida. When will it end? Do you think it ever will? I have something else I want to bring up, another issue I want to raise when we get back together in just a few.